Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
I don't know about you, but growing up, whenever any game of any sport would come on, I would watch it. Didn't matter what it was or who was playing, I would watch it. The problem is that there are times when there are no sports on television. When I was growing up, ESPN and the 24-hour sports thing, that it wasn't a thing yet. There were no reruns, no internet, and no cell phones, otherwise known as the dark ages of the 1980s. What would you do when there were no sports on TV? Read? Nah. Clean? Get real. We needed sports. People needed sports to stay sane. Enter Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and Microsoft. They realized the need and produced for people like us. Thus, video game sports came into existence. You may wonder what sports games has to do with football being family. Well, I'll tell you. Sports games and family have a very special connection to me and probably to you too. When I started fifth grade, two things happened. First, I came down with mono, which eventually led to chronic fatigue syndrome. I couldn't stay awake or do much without being too tired or weak. Needless to say, it wasn't a good time. But second, I got introduced to Tecmo Bowl on the Nintendo Entertainment System. This game made a bad situation turn into something better. One of the highlights of my week was to go to the movie store on Friday and rent the game for the weekend. I can't tell you how many times I played Tecmo Bowl. The funny thing is, I now own the game for the Wii and the Nintendo Classic, and the codes that worked back then still work today. Later on, I got hooked on Tecmo Bowl Super Bowl, the first game that actually kept up with stats, had a save feature, allowed players to win the MVP. It was usually Christian Okoye, who played for the Chiefs, but you still could win the MVP. And it has an awesome halftime show in the Super Bowl, the Mighty Bomb Jack Show. I played many other football games, 10-yard fight, John Elway football, etc., but none could equal the Tecmo Bowl games. As the gaming systems advanced, so did the football games. When PlayStation 1 was released, I started buying a game called Madden Football. And although it was released earlier in the Sega, I got into it with Madden 2001. Now, I currently owe Madden 2001 and 2008 due to the fact that both have Titans players on the cover. Now, if you're like me, this game, along with 2K Sports, allowed you to get closer to the NFL than ever you could before. You could trade players, re-sign or release players, draft, adjust prices for food and drinks in the stadium, move teams. I once moved the Titans to Chicago. I don't recommend that. That was not a good fit. And build new stadiums. It was and still is an amazing way to experience football. And although the newer games have moved away from this formula to a more loot box system, the older games really capture what the average fan wanted from a football game. And although I enjoy the Madden series and franchise mode, I don't feel the same about the online mode. I started playing online a few years ago, and if you haven't played online, let me warn you, there are people out there looking for blood to play against you. They want to go after you with hate in their eyes. In order to make your team better, you have to play games for points and then use those points to buy packs of cards. Those cards represent players you can get for your team. The more cards you get, the odds of getting a great player increases. So basically, every time you open a pack, you get a card with a player on it. That player then can be used on your team. The more you play, the more cards you get, the better chances of getting a great player. You can also buy packs with real money, something I refuse to do. One day I got online to play with a team that I created that I thought was pretty solid. That was until I started playing against someone I didn't even know. I noticed his kicker had the last name of Jackson. Yes, that's right. His kicker was Bo Jackson. His worst player was Vincent Bo Jackson, probably the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL. The game was ended by the computer due to the mercy rule. I was getting beat that bad. I haven't played online since. Now back to the story at hand. Along with Madden came other aspects of this series that made it fun. Madden Nation, a television series that aired for 4 seasons, took great Madden players across the NFL nation playing against each other in order to eventually play for some serious money at Times Square in New York City. I would love to see this show come back on. Now, if you're like me, the love of football games didn't stop at Madden. NCAA football made its way into my rotation. My college friends and I had seasons where we would try to build bad teams into powerhouses. Let me assure you this, if you had one bad season, you couldn't recruit anyone. I once had to play against a friend of mine whose slowest player, his punter, I guess it's something with me and special teams people, was faster than my fastest one. That game was not good at all. And it's my opinion that we need a new NCAA game sooner rather than later. If you haven't played these games, if you've played these games long enough, you probably have a funny story or two to go along with them. I want to share a few that maybe you can relate to. I learned that Bo Jackson from the Tecmo Bowl series, Michael Vick from Madden 2004, and Johnny Manziel from NCAA 14 have to be banned. You cannot play with these players. They are so much better than any other player in the history of those games. They are like Oddjobbed and Goldeneye. They have to be banned. You cannot play as these players. My friend and I learned how to onside kick on one of the Madden games. I mean, we would do it over and over and over again, always recovering the kicks. We would hang 100 points on each other without any problems. And we had to quit doing that, otherwise we wouldn't be friends for long. My friends and I played Dynasty mode in NCAA 2000 one year. I picked Purdue and played against a friend of mine in a playoff game. I was losing, so with the clock running down, I started to drive for the go-ahead score. I knew I had to get out of bounds in order to stop the clock. Otherwise, I would lose. I didn't have any more timeouts. So I rolled Drew Brees out to the right in order to run him out of bounds. I thought I had crossed the line of scrimmage, so I pressed A to speed up. I was wrong. When I pressed A, Brees fired the ball on the opposite side of the field. I didn't know where he was throwing the ball. I started to freak out, thinking I just threw an interception. All hope was lost until one of my receivers landed under the ball, wide open and free to the end zone for the win. My friends and I call this the Immaculate Deception. As silly as it may sound, football games to me, and maybe to you as well, play a special part in my childhood, maybe yours as well. Is it a waste of money? Maybe to some, but it is still football. There is no off-season for Madden and Tecmo Bowl, and that's what I like about it. Thank you for joining me at the Football is Family podcast. If you want to share what makes football family to you, please message me at Jeremy_McFarland. Thank you very much.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman. These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.